Hi, I'm Sister Zonia. Of the Garden of Gethsemane, Spiritual Assembly, Blog Talk Radio. And I have something very, very important that I do want to share with you, which is the reason why I choose to come on at this time. From here on out, I'm going to be doing things quite differently than previously. And I'm going to only be focusing, I will only respond to delivering message to you as I see momentarily, at the very moment that it is desired or I am instructed by the Most High to do so, rather than operating on a program, things just momentarily as the Spirit shall guide. And one of the things that I want to share with you right now, because it's very urgent, it's very important that you get this, and it is that we must renew our mind. We must renew the way we perceive things, the way we digest information. We must reconsider what we are allowing ourselves to take in, and we must always focus on the reasoning, because nothing just happens without a reason. There's a purpose behind everything, and Scripture tells us that we need to renew our mind, and it says to let the mind be in you that is also in Christ Jesus, Messiah, Yeshua. So, That is something that we need to really apply to our lives. Don't just take it as words, but those words have significant meaning and effect on our lives. And we need to digest that. And when we begin to reconsider and dissect what is up good and away from what is not beneficial and effective for us, then we will begin the recovery process. Because a lot of things that we encounter in life is not intended for us. The Most High did never intend for us to suffer this great magnitude that we have. And we are here because of our disobedience to the Most High. I want to mention that we are here. We know the story. We know the history that we were stolen from our homeland. But what we fail to overlook is the fact that those adversaries that came and took us from our homeland were merely a tool. And we need to stop giving them that power and ability, because nothing happens unless the Most High allows. So let's give the power credit, 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 credit is due. And the reason why we were taken was because of our disobedience. And the word tells us that I will scatter you to all ends of the earth because of your disobedience. So we need to return back to the word of God, obey the structure that God has set forth for us, and you won't see us. Those that are in line with the word of God, you're not going to find yourself sitting up in some emergency room with multitudes of people just sitting there with all kind of ailments, because if you're doing what the Most High has told us to do, you won't see the need, because Yah is able to keep us. Yah is able to protect us. Yah will build us up, will strengthen us up where the adversary comes to kill, destroy, and to tear down. We need to refocus, reconsider, restructure everything that we have been doing, because the word tells us that Satan has deceived the whole world. And if you feel like you're all alone, the word also tells us that there are going to be many. The road to hell is wide. The road to hell is wide, and many go there. So don't feel like you don't receive it grudgingly, because actually the word tells us we are set apart. We're not supposed to fit in. When we were taken from our land, it was because we were here to be the light, to be the salt of the earth, to preserve the ways of the Most High, not to come here, not to be here and to fall into their standards and their traditions. That's not God's purpose. That's not God's plan. God's plan is for the world to see and to come to know Him. And it's going to come to know Him through us, through you and through me, because God reveals Himself through His people. And so we need to, in spite of whatever we see that's going on around us, we have to keep our mind focused on the Most High and be all that we are called to be. Thank you. Now, I have a couple more minutes left. At this time, I'm not even going to focus on playing any other tune cuts right now, because I'm just really just want to stay on this subject right here. And I only have like a couple minutes left. And what I did, I want to share what I did today with you. I made myself, I made for my home my milk, my soybean milk, because I was out of milk. I'm not going to buy dairy product milk from cow milk, animal milk. I'm not going to. So I made a delicious portion of soybean milk, and I have it now sitting in the refrigerator. I want to come back. I just want to say a few words with you. Stay strong and rethink everything rather than just going along with program. Consider that program and how it's benefiting you and yours. And if it's not, then you need to change the program. Be the creator. Thank you. And I'm Sister Rosonia, and I find pleasure reaching out to you all and sharing with you life-giving, life-preserving information as given to me. I must pass it on. Freely as you give, freely as you receive, you must give. So, and I enjoy sharing this life-giving, preserving information with you. Be blessed, stay strong. Keep your eye on the Most High and let Yah direct your path. Let Yah direct your path, because my people, going to the word, my people know my voice, and another, they will not follow. So keep your pray always. Watch and pray in and out of season. Peace. Shalom.